From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gann. Good morning. A new report on Georgia's health insurance rates was released on Thursday. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the results and how the numbers might change.
The data is part of the state's plan to get waivers from Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act to get more Georgians insured and more federal funding. Medical Association of Georgia's Donald Palmisano was part of an advisory council providing feedback to consultants creating the plan.
You know, when there's federal money coming down, you're limited to what the federal money's available for, and you're trying to craft a solution that works best in your state for your populations.
The report says an estimated 1.5 million Georgians do not have health insurance, including nearly 500,000 living in poverty. That's the population these waivers could potentially help. Recommendations will come to the governor by the end of the year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
This week, the federal government said it's encouraged by a decline in overdose deaths from opioids. But as GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports, Georgia leaders are not ready to call those shrinking numbers a trend.
Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show overdose deaths from opioids fell by 5% in 2018. The Georgia Department of Public Health says it's cautiously optimistic about whether that decline will continue, but it's simply too early to tell. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr says either way, the state opioid task force remains committed to reducing the overall impact of drugs.
Doesn't matter where I go in the state of Georgia. Families are being impacted by it. Individuals are dealing with it. Companies are having to deal with it. Schools are having to deal with it. This is just a big issue.
The state opioid task force has developed a drug take-back program and hosts a website where people can get more information about addiction and treatment. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Morehouse College is expanding its investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct involving an administrator. Earlier this week, Assistant Director of Student Services DeMarcus Cruz was accused of sexual harassment by multiple students at the historically black college. According to CBS 46, Cruz was placed on unpaid administrative leave. For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org.